Own a yoga studio.
And it was successful and growing, so we ran out of space.
Her booming business was bursting at the seams.
The Robinsons owned a gym. You move into the premises.
Then she went bust.
He kicked me out of the studio 2 months after they sold.
How much money did you invest in it?
Approximately $36,000.
I have to figure out who the hustlers are. That's my job.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Yoga instructor Lauren Rovira is suing former business partners Wendy and Charlie Robinson for defrauding her in a business deal.
Order. All rise. Now, it's case number 342 on the calendar in the matter of Rovira versus Robinson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Rovira, you own a yoga studio.
I do.
How long have you owned a studio?
I'm going on my fourth year now.
And at the time of this misunderstanding with the defendants, you were in the business for about 2 years.
Correct, Your Honor.
The Robinsons owned a gym.
Yes.
Somehow the two of you got together and began discussions, according to you, about moving into their space, moving your studio, which was evidently not well situated for your business, into their gym and incorporating the two businesses together, feeding off each other in a rather synergistic way so that the people who were in the gym could also use your yoga studio and your yoga studio people could also use the gym. So this is what happened. You made certain improvements at the gym, invested a substantial amount of money in the gym, according to your complaint, in order to enhance the facility for your yoga studio.
On the promise that I could stay there, yes, Your Honor.
That's what you did. And you had no written contract with them.
I have a contract.
For what?
For a one-year lease.
I see it. You move into the premises, they sell the business to someone else, and you want your investment back.
Or to be bought out of the lease.
I have to look at the lease.
Okay.
What is this? This is a purchase of sale.
The second document is their sale with the new gym owner. That doesn't include me in the lease at all, to stay there for a lease, and then he kicked me out of the studio 2 months after they sold.
Oh, just a second.
Excuse me, can I say something? That's a forged document. I have the real lease if you want to look at that.
I'd like to see it. This terms of tenancy,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that I don't believe it. You want to know why I don't believe it?
Why?
Because no idiot would invest any money when you say you have a 12-month lease. Based upon that 12-month lease, she makes certain improvements on property. And you put in here that the rental will begin on February 1st and continue for a minimum of 12 months. The landlord may terminate the tenancy or modify the terms of this agreement by giving the tenant 30 days notice.
That's just a standard we put in all of our rental agreements.
I don't believe that at all. Where's the original of this?
I didn't bring that with me.
Well, that's too bad for you.
Okay.
I don't accept copies. You can give this back to our bird because it's nonsense. Anyway, that's what the case is about. There's another part of your case which is nonsense, which is you trained people at the gym in order to build up more business, so you'd have more business, and now you have to leave. You want to be compensated for that. That's nonsense. However, what's the name of the new owner?
Blackshear Fitness.
If I were to call them, would they tell me that they kicked her out or let her stay?
I don't know what they did with her.
Great. Does she have that information?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
They didn't even give me 90 days. They gave me 30.
Just a second. I'd like to take a look at it.
Can I say something, though? She never paid us any rent. And then she's...
Listen to me. I have to figure out who the hustlers are. That's my job. Right now, I tell you right now, when I read these papers, I said to myself, Miss Rivera really has a problem. Because she probably doesn't have anything in writing from you indicating that because she has invested money in your premises that enhanced your premises, and you moved into the gym when?
March 1st of this year.
3-1. And when did you sell it? May.
Yes.
So 2 months later. So she improved the property. You don't deny that. that she improved the property? I read your answer.
She improved her only space.
Whether she improved her own space or not, it doesn't matter. You sold her space.
But our contracts were transferable.
You sold her space. Well, that's what we're here to talk about.
Okay.
Whether or not she was told to leave. Did you pay your rent to these people?
I did.
I'd like to see proof of that, because that's not the reason that they told you to move.
I only brought one checkbook to prove that I paid rent to them as well.
I don't care about their rent.
My rent.
Actually, I don't care about their rent at all, nor do I actually care about their counterclaim. All I want to see is the new rent you paid to the new owners.
Here's my checkbook.
Not your checkbook. Anybody, you can write your stuff.
I can look up bank invoices on my phone right now.
Great. Okay. So all I want to make sure is you paid the new owners from the time they left in May. You paid them May, June, July, August, September, and October. You paid them for 6 months.
I moved out on October 1st, so I didn't pay them for October.
Okay. But you did not owe them, the new owners, any rent. Is not an answer.
I did not pay for September rent.
Well, then they had a right to evict you. If you didn't pay for September, they had a right to evict you. Now we go back there.
Okay.
Do you understand? I don't have to see anything else. This was dated October 24th, and they give you a 30-day notice to vacate on October 24th. And if you tell me you did not pay them, well, that's the date of the notice.
They kicked me out on July 15th.
What?
They kicked me out on July 15th, 2 months after they bought the rent.
This says 30-day notice to vacate. I don't know when they kicked you out.
It's dated. On the top, it says July 15th. So 30 days from July 15th.
No, this says
30. That's not mine. They kicked out the person in the back. I paid $4,000 to pay back rent for my friend.
So why did you give me this? Well, that's what you gave me.
Above it was my kickout notice.
Why did you give this to me?
Because that's the second kickout notice. To the person that I paid back rent to stay in the gym, I paid it to them. And the gym owner, Blackshear Fitness, kicked her out as well. But my kickout's in there as July
7th. July 16th.
Yes.
July 16th. Okay, got it.
And I have many photos to honor.
Okay, so you hired an attorney.
Yeah, and it's cost me $3,000. That was completely unnecessary had they included me in their sale so I could stay there for a year and make my money back that I put in.
Okay. Now it's very simple. You invested money to improve a property. They had people look at the property unbeknownst to you. I assume you didn't know about that.
I wasn't interested in buying into the gym.
Not you, somebody else.
He was a renter there on property, so I knew him.
Did you know that he was going to buy it?
With me was the plan. We were going to buy it together.
And is that these people?
Mm-hmm.
Who ultimately bought it?
Yeah.
So he bought it out from under you?
With them. It was a collaboration, basically.
Why don't you sue him, too?
I have a case in him for next Monday in small claims.
So let me understand this. There was a renter in there. And the renter and you were looking to buy this premises, because that's what they say. And then the renter got together with them and bought the place. When did you find out in what month that they bought the place?
Right when it sold, Blackshear came to me and told me that he bought the gym and I wasn't going to be an owner of it.
How much money did you invest in it?
Approximately $36,000 when you add up everything.
Well, give me the big pieces. Don't give me the little pieces.
Okay, I paid the back rent when they came to me when I was almost moved in, and they told me the gym was going to close because they were so behind on the bills. So I paid $4,000.
Bills? What bills?
Rent for the gym.
Rent to whom?
The landlord.
Rent to whom?
Our landlord.
So you didn't own the gym, you were renters?
Yes.
So what you were buying was the lease, not the property.
She's buying the asset.
Shh. Trying to get this right, what you were buying was not the building where the gym was. You were buying them out of their lease.
Their machines and their member list and their lease.
What? Their lease, they're right. And now you were behind on your rent. Speak.
Yes.
How much behind on your rent were you?
Only a couple thousand.
What do you mean only a couple of thousand? How much is a couple?
$2,000.
How much was it?
$4,270 in back rent to Culver. I have the check and a note from her.
I'd like to see the check.
And a loan from them saying they would pay me back.
I'd like to see it. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, you're still in trouble. Is sounds to me like poor Mr. Rivera got hustled by a couple of people.
She forged the contracts. They're not real.
You're a hustler.
I am not a hustler.
You are a hustler.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Did she pay your landlord? I don't care if it's $2,000 or $4,000. Did she pay your landlord back rent?
No, she did not.
You just told me she did. You're a liar and a hustler.
And later today.
If you are awarded any money, that check is going to go directly to Citibank. Correct? Because you wouldn't take that money and go away with it, right? You have to pay off your debts. Yes. Correct?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Yoga instructor Lauren Rovira says former business partners Wendy and Charlie Robinson scammed her out of money in a business deal. The defendants are countersuing for unpaid rent and harassment.
Now, did you give her back any money that she put into your business?
She did. That...
Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Did she pay your landlord? I don't care if it's $2,000 or $4,000. Did she pay your landlord back rent?
No, she did not.
You just told me she did. You're a liar and a hustler. You just said she did.
You asked me if I was behind on our rent, and I said, yes, we were behind on our rent. She did not pay our back rent.
Oh, that's very easy to find out.
Okay.
I don't care who wrote the check. Listen to me, because that would make you a bigger hustler than I even thought you were. Because if she gave you the money and you paid the rent and your landlord wouldn't know that the money came from her, that makes you an Uber hustler. So is what you're telling me that you never received any money from her that you ultimately used to pay your back rent?
Well, it was rent income, which we used to pay our rent.
You're a hustler.
I wasn't even there at
You're
the time.
You're a hustler.
Charlie handled
Maybe
all
he's
it.
The hustler. He's being very quiet. Is there a reason for you being very quiet, sir?
No.
You think that I'll be harder on you than I would on your wife?
No, not at all.
You owe $5,000. You two are real hustlers. I don't know what business you're in now. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Goodbye.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, I love Judge Judy.
I thought she was shady.
I have been told she's very fair and does the right thing.
Because she was having inappropriate behavior with my husband.
We did form a friendship.
Ms. Rivera and I became friends.
He was consulting, looking for some help from me, and I was professional the whole time. But she wasn't happy about that.
Nothing other than inappropriate text.
I was warned that Wendy does this to a lot of women that come in there.
There's no sexual relationship. There's nothing like that going on.
But I felt I would be different because of my values.
Because the business plan went bad, everybody kind of got at the end of the day.
Lesson learned. So I pray the karma's cleared and we can all do better things and move forward. So.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Stratton versus George. Step forward.
Dina Stratton is suing her ex-fiancé, Victor George, for the return of money she invested in his restaurant.
Ms. Stratton, the defendant is your former fiancé. You were engaged for a long period of time.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that you extended a loan to the defendant who was starting a business, and it was a restaurant business. It was actually a business that, according to you, you planned on going into together with the defendant.
Right.
You were building a life with him, so you thought, and you invested in the future of that life together by taking out a loan yourself to buy restaurant equipment. The relationship terminated. The restaurant, according to Mr. George, opened.
That's correct.
And part of the equipment that is in that restaurant was secured through the loan that Ms. Stratton took out.
I don't recall a loan. I know there was a lease.
What do you mean a lease?
The equipment is leased through a finance company.
Who financed it?
Who signed the papers? She did.
So she's responsible for it?
Correct.
And she's no longer involved in the restaurant?
That's correct.
And the amount of the lease was how much?
$26,000.
Are you paying that?
No, I'm not. He is.
Well, how much did you put in yourself?
I didn't put in any money myself.
So what do you want?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I just want to see how much money was paid off on the tables and chairs, sir.
I don't have the canceled checks that made to Citibank.
Well, that's what you need.
I don't have those canceled checks.
Well, that's too bad.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Dina Stratton says ex-fiancé Victor George owes for the return of money she invested in his restaurant.
How much money are you going to prove to me that you personally invested in this business?
Over $5,000. On the credit
card. That's what I would like you to show me.
Okay.
So you invested over $5,000.
Yes.
In what?
Credit card debt.
Credit card debt for the business?
Yes.
What kinds of things were purchased on the credit card?
Tables, chairs. And
tables and chairs for the restaurant?
Yes.
Mr. George, did Ms. Stratton, on her credit card, purchase tables and chairs for the business?
Yes.
Do you have those bills?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at them.
That says for the tables and chairs.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Edward Don and Company. Those are the tables?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, that alone is $5,835. Okay. Did you pay this off?
No, it all went into delinquency because he said that he would, after he would get up and running, he would start paying on my credit cards so they wouldn't go in delinquents. And every one of them are in delinquent.
So that
non-payment.
Okay, so if you are awarded any money, that check is going to go directly to Citibank, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Any money that you are awarded today, if any, will go directly to this credit card for the tables and chairs, $5,000 plus. Great. Because you wouldn't take that money and go away with it, right? You have to pay off your debts,
yes,
correct?
Ma'am.
Great. Now, you have the tables and chairs. Are your customers eating off the tables and chairs?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why aren't you responsible?
I made the payments back in February. I did all the payments, Your Honor.
You paid them all?
I paid the payments, yes, Your Honor.
The entire amount, the $5,800?
I don't have the exact amount on it, but I made the monthly payments, Your Honor.
We're not talking about monthly payments. You couldn't have paid off this whole amount. Show me the monthly payments that you made on the Citibank.
I've just got the record where my parents stepped in when she resigned as the officer of the corporation because I had to have back surgery, spine surgery, and that's when this all fell down.
I just want to see how much money was paid off on the tables and chairs, sir.
I don't have the canceled checks that made to Citibank.
Well, that's what you need.
I don't have those canceled checks.
Well, that's too bad because based upon what you say, you actually assumed that responsibility because you knew it was for your business. She's no longer involved in the business. She doesn't reap any benefit from the business. You and your parents are totally involved in the business?
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Well, when we were working together and then she didn't want to stick with the business. So if you did a business investment and the business goes sour, and he says, I can't handle this. We have no more money. I'm walking away from it. Don't you take the loss?
Under those circumstances?
That's what she
did.
Listen to me.
No, listen to me. Under those circumstances, yes. But you already told me that back in February, your parents started running things.
No. My parents didn't take. I didn't say that. Back in February was when the credit card went after my surgery in May.
When did your parents come in and start taking over the diner?
It started in June of 2013.
Well, they're talking about a few months later.
Correct, after my surgery, after when she left me.
$5,000, sir. You have to pay for the tables and chairs. You and your parents running the restaurant, she's entitled to her money back to Citibank. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was a tough one. I know we had an 8-year relationship.
Glad it's over.
We tried to work things out together, and when it was time for me to couldn't make the payments anymore, she decided to leave me.
It's not fair to be with your affections and in your emotions.
Basically, I was a sugar daddy to her.
I don't think so. I
took care of her, and which that was fine, but for 8 years, and then that it went sour, and when I couldn't work anymore, everything went downhill.
He told me from the day that we got together that he would be taking care of me and I wouldn't have to work as hard.
I asked her to go get a job to try to help out with these bills and so forth, and she didn't make the effort to go get a job.
Family intervened?
Yeah, there was family arguments and so forth because she didn't want to work.
They don't like me.
It's done and over. It's put behind me. Move forward.
Be a nun.